is zoivoy shel zav, the zoiv of the zav, the roikoy and his spit, the shichva zera, and the shichva zera comes out of him also, has this tumas magin masa. Omen merayim the cut of a zahmago masa. Vedam hanida, who are then the dam that comes out of nisha, to nida, metamim bein b'maga bein b'masa. So see, clearly this time holds that the shichva zera that comes out of a zav, also mamish is like a regular tumas zera that has both a tumas magar on it and a tumas masa. So we make this kal v'chayim, and we do not say the svar of dayay. Freddy Gemara, maybe not. What's the right this Tana holds this way? The Dilma, maybe Yochanan, you know the Pshan this Tana, then he holds like a Yeshua. Look. Freddy Gemara, the Dilma, Yochanan, Lefi, Shiesha, Bless, Sichsuche, Ziva. Maybe the reason why the Shichva Zera of Zav is Tomei, not because Shichva Zera by itself is Tomei, but because there are some drops of Zavas that came out with it. Freddy Gemara, no, and came if so, Lisnana Gabi Zoivoi. It should have said it by the Zoivoi. It says Zoivoi Shazav, then it says Veroikoi, then Shechva Zera. Because he has the Zoivoi Shazav and Shechva Zera. How come it puts Roikoi in between? So it's Mashma Shechva Zera by itself. This time it holds this Tomei Bemagavama. Maishna Ditoni Lo Gabi Roikoi. Elamishum Di Asya Me Roikoi. Because he says that after Roikoi, because like we said before, that was the Kalvachayma. Madach Roik by a regular person is Tahor. If your spit is tamei, so a person that's a zav, that his roik is tamei, isn't it for sure that his shichva zera should also be tamei? To see clearly this Tana holds that it's tamei ben b'maga ben b'masa. Oh, malei rav achim edifl ravino for a high Tana loy dorish dayo. I have another Tana that does not dash in dayo. The yafagav loy misva kabuchayma. Even though it does not slug up the kabuchayma, another Tana like this. The Tanya will learn like this. Mappets, that's a mat. If you have a mat. The mace minan, how do you know if a tummy mace touches it, that a mat becomes tummy? It's not a real clear mat, something that you could lie on. How do we know a mafit is tummy if a tummy mace touches it? The dinner, really, it's a swirl like this. Oma pachon ketanim small kalim. Sheterim bezav. If the zav touches it, it's tummy. Rashi says, the kli cheres ainim atan elam yaviroi. We're talking about a small kli cheres. So it's only tummy if the tumor goes inside it. A zav can't put his hands inside it. It's so small. Therefore, it can't be matamrit. Still matamah, the mace. If a mace goes into an oil hamace, it becomes tamay. Mappets are a mat. Shematamah, the zav. If the zav sleeps or rests, sits on top of a mat, it becomes tamay. Ainah din isn't as a svara. Shitamah, the mace. That if a mace, a tumah mace, comes in contact with the mat should become tamay. Ukumaislo, and this time learns out from this Kabuchaimo, Bain Latumas Eru, Bain Latumas Shiva. That if a mace touches it, the Mamash has regular Tumas mace for 7 days. Not only one day, but it's something for 7 days. So again, the question is, Gamai, why? Ema, why don't we say like this? Ahani, Kalvachaimel Latumas Eru. The Kalvachaimo to say that if a mace touches a Mapis and should come Tumay, that should be enough to tell me for 1 day. Just like if a Zav touches it. And the Ahani Daya Lafuki Mitumashiva. And the Svara of enough of Daya should be enough to say it doesn't have Tumashiva. So you see clearly he holds the Kavachayma completely, even though the Daya would not take away the whole Kavachayma. Or Malay said back, no, Kvarom in Alei Rav Nachman Baschari Labaya. He asked his Kasheret to Abaya, Vyomle Abaya, Abaya into the back. Tona said like this, Mapitz Besheretz Maisilo. The Shala was if the Sheretz touches the Mapitz, is it Tumi or not? Lachikov, this is what he said. Mafetz b'sheretz minan. How do we know if a sheretz touches a mat that it becomes tamei? Here was a kavuchim. It didn't know as far as like this. Oma pachin ketanim small earthly kalim. Sheterim b'zav. A zav that can't put his hands inside it. Only the outside is tor. Tameim b'sheretz. If a small sheretz that can get inside it. Rashi says because a sheretz is tamei b'chadasha. Even a small lentil. For royal economists, the pi pachotin, no matter how small the opening of the kli is, a small sheretz could get inside there. So in the din, isn't it a svara she tummy b'sheretz? Isn't it a svara for sure that she become tummy b'sheretz? Ella, yeah. So that was his kabuchayim, nothing to do with the mace. So then there's no prich on the kabuchayim. Ella, for the Gemara, mapis b'mace minayin, how do we know taka of a mace, tumas mace, comes in contact with a mat? How do you know it's tummy? Nema begit v'yor b'sheretz. V'nema begit v'yor b'meis. So I make like this. Ma begit v'yor, the Torah says begit clothing and skin. Ho'ma b'sheretz by tumas sheretz.
Mafit Tomei Boy, Hu Adin Amat, is also included in this, is Af Begid V'yaroma B'meis. When a Torah says that a mace touches a beggar or skin that is tamei, mafetz tamei bay, that a mafetz a mat should also be included. Tamara says, mufnis like extra. Dilo, a mufnis one side would not be extra. Equally, if I could ask the question, mal, the sheretz shekeng, metama bechadosha. No, sheretz has a big milo, it has tumas bechadosha. Tiyama bechadosha, mashayinga tumas mace, shame metama bechadosha, mace now become tumas bechadosha. Elo the gazayas needs a bigger share of the gazayas. So one side has to be, like, mufnis lai afnu, yes. A mufna, one side is extra. Michti, let's see. Sheretz is kisha shikhma zera. Sheretz we learn out from shikhma zera. Tichziv it says, Ayisha shetetzi, for some shikhma zera. For some learn right here that the Pasuk says, Ayisha shayiga b'chol sheretz. So the hekish, sheretz is shikhma zera. Ulksiv bebe shikhma zera v'chol bega v'chol or. Hashiola shikhma zera, any clothing or any skin that the shikhma zera on. Deged v'yor the kosher achamon of the sheretz. So why does it repeat itself again by sheretz and says again, Deged v'yor lomli, what do I need a pool? Shema minu lafnu yehir, see it's extra. That's why I make this gzerish over. For Yakati, still the Gemara says, muftu mitzadecha is only extra on one side, who? So it depends. Honichu l'man diyam muftu mitzadecha, the maidim v'yem yeshivim. You can learn now and you only ask any questions. Shapra is good. El l'man diyam l'maidim v'yem yeshivim. We do learn now, we can ask questions. Mike, learn, what can you say? You can ask questions over here. El l'man diyam. The mace nami, the more the territory, it's mufn on both sides. The mace nami, if you move, there's extra for mace also. Michti. Mace is the shikhva zera. The sivin again, the chol tome nefesh. Or yisha shatetsu menu. Hook sivin, the shikhva zera, the chol begah, the chol asha yi, all the shikhva zera. Begah, the chol rechamon, the mace, was it repeat itself again to begah, your again by mace, lomali. Shamina lafnui, it's here, rab prova, that's lafnui extra. For the more behind mufna, and therefore, behind mufna, the shnei stodim. So again,
it's like extra on both sides of the Gzera Shava, then for sure we make the Gzera Shava, even though we have a Pircha, we don't ask any questions on the Gzera Shava. Now the Gemara still says, Ho nicha la man diyom is good according to man diyom, then when you make a Gzera Shava, doin minov yuki biyasra. You can learn out one halacha from the other, and after you learn it out, you put it back to its own place. Like Rashi says, Ikula meimad la yitzrach beged v'yor demes. We don't need the words beged v'yor by Tumas Meis. Eloli afnu yitzekstra to gamrinan lo mishichva zera lekabule tumas meis or magminan tumas meis biasro. We could put the then tumas meis in the place ma bishar kelim tumashiva af gabi mafetz tumay zayin. So that's called doin. We can learn out viuki basha, leave it in the last place and the gzera shava. But elol aman diyom doin mino umino. You learn out from that place. Rashi says, the milsa the afin and lay, me milsa chriti. If you learn out something here from someplace else, locho mila danin and lay, mino. You have to learn out everything like it says over there. All the halachas that it says over there, you have to put over here. That's called doin mino umino. All the halachas over there have to apply over here. You can't just put this one halacha you learn out from over there to over here, but you have to learn all those halachas out. So Rashi says, if so, when the chomer lelei mina mafetz b'meis the tumah shiva minolan. If so, how do you know to say it's tumah shiva? Ma'ik lemem, what can you say then? Because you learn it out only from sheretz. It's only tumas one day. How do you know to say it's tumah 7 days? So my rov says on makroz a special pasuk that says v'chibastem b'gdechem b'yom hashvi kol tumas she'atam etamim b'meis lo yiyu p'chusim yishiva. Anytime there's a tumas mace here by mapitz, anytime the mace touches something that comes tamei, it always has tumas sheva. So you can say doin mino o minoi, learning out exereshova from sheretz to say it has the same halachas like sheretz, that it's only tamei for one day. Here there's a special pasuk to say that tumas mace is for 7 days. Like Rashi says, the pasuk says, "V'chibastem b'gdechem u'gzeros hakosefu to le'amrinim be'doin mino u'mino." Here's the gzeros hakosef. We don't say learn out from there, and that halach applies over here. We're learning out from sheretz that a mapis is tamei. I sheretz is only tamei for 1 day. That we don't say. We learn put it back to the parsha of tumas meis that takes tamei for 7 days. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, again, we're holding Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph. Just the last Gemara Daf Chav Hey Amar Beis was the last of 4 lines. V'tehei Shein V'regel Chayiv Rishus Rabin Mikal V'Chayim. If so, now according to the Rabbanon of Rav Tarfin, that says that Karen Bershus HaNizik is only Chai V'Chatzi Nezik, so now let's say the opposite way. Let's say that Shein V'Regel should be Chai Bershus HaRavim. Mikal V'Choyme, have a Kal V'Choyme now. Uma Karen Shibershus HaNizik, Einu Mishalim HaLechatzi Nezik, according to you, Rabbonin. Karen Bershus HaNizik still only pays a Chatzi Nezik. Bershus HaRavim Chayevis, and Bershus HaRavim, it's also Chai V'Chatzi Nezik. If so, Shein V'Regel, Shebrishus HaNizik Mishalem Nezik Sholem, Shein V'Regel that has a Chumrah, that Brishus HaNizik it has to pay a Nezik Sholem, is a Chura Einur Din, isn't it a Svara Shebrishus HaRavim Chayiv? Then a Brishus HaRavim should also be Chayiv. So the Havaminer is that should be Chayiv a Nezik Sholem in Brishus HaRavim. So why is the Locha that Shein V'Regel is put of Brishus HaRavim, the Kashra that should be Chayiv Brishus HaRavim? So the Gemara answers, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Ubiya Bistei Acher. It's a special because there's a Kosev that Shein is only Chayiv Bistei Acher in somebody else's field, which we darshin V'Loi Brishus HaRavim, and not in Brishus HaRavim. It has to be Brishus HaNizik, and not in a Brishus HaRavim. And we're not Regel and Shein together. So, kids, it's a kosev that regal and shein is part of Brishus HaRavim.